and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Your usual house needed three steps out of here, so they got us to line up a show for you. And we've got some good stuff coming up. First, I wanted to say that we forgot to announce where you can send your donation to the state of Jefferson if you want to donate. And being it's Easter Sunday, I think we've got six listeners out there. So if you want to donate, you just take and pull over somebody that's got a Jefferson sticker. They'll tell you how to donate.
And it's more than a donation. It's an investment in the future.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And I forgot where I was at. Anyway, I have got a clip, and this clip is not quite 11 minutes long, and it is the clearest explanation on why we are. It explains how we are a representative republic, a republic of laws, as opposed to a democracy, which, you know, even our elected leaders can't even figure that out. So if you want to go into that, you can start her up any second here. And I'll just jabber away till it does start. But this is very interesting. Here
we
go. When
Benjamin Franklin exited the Constitutional Convention, he was asked by a woman, "Sir, what have you given us?" His immediate response was, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." Yet most Americans today have been persuaded that our nation's governmental system is a democracy and not a republic. The difference between these two is essential in understanding Americanism and the American system. Before we discuss political systems, however, it's helpful to address the confusion that has been spread about the political spectrum. Many have been led to believe that the political spectrum places groups such as communists on the far left, fascists or dictators on the far right, and political moderates or centrists in the middle. However, a more accurate political spectrum will show government having zero power on the far right to having 100% power on the far left. At the extreme right, there is no government. The extreme left features total government under such labels as communism, socialism, Nazism, fascism, princes, potentates, dictators, kings, any form of total government. Those who claim that Nazis and fascists are right-wing never define their terms. This amounts to spreading confusion. Toward the middle of the political spectrum can be found the type of government limited to its proper role of protecting the rights of the people. That's where the Constitution of the United States is. Those who advocate such a form of government are really constitutional moderates. So let's analyze the basic forms of government. They are monarchy or dictatorship ruled by one, oligarchy ruled by a few, democracy ruled by a majority, republic ruled by law, and anarchy, which is ruled by no one. In discussing these five, we'll see that they can be narrowed down to even fewer. Looking first at monarchy or dictatorship, this form of government doesn't really exist in the practical sense. It's always a group that puts one of its members up front. A king has his council of nobles or earls, and every dictator has his bureaucrats or commissars, the men behind the scenes. This isn't ruled by one, even though one person may be the visible leader. It's ruled by a group. So let's eliminate monarchy, dictatorship, because it never truly exists. Oligarchy, which is ruled by a group, is the most common form of government in all history. And it is the most common form of government today. Most of the nations of the world are ruled by a powerful few, and therefore oligarchy remains. At the other end, we find anarchy, which means without government. Some people have looked over history and found that many of its worst crimes were committed by governments, so they decided that having no government might be a good idea. But this is a mistake, because as the ancient Greeks stated, without law there can be no freedom. Our founding fathers agreed and held that some amount of government is a necessary force in any civilized, orderly society. In a state of anarchy, however, everyone has to guard life, liberty, and property, and the lives of family members. Everyone must be armed, and movement is severely restricted because one's property has to be protected at all times. Civilized people have always hired someone to do the guarding, a sheriff, a police force, or some branch of government. Once law enforcement was in place, the people were freer. They could leave their property, work in the fields, and so on. In short, the proper amount of government makes everyone freer. There are some who advocate anarchy, however, not because they want no government, but because they don't like what they have. They use anarchy as a tool for revolutionary change. The condition of anarchy is very much like a vacuum where something rushes in to fill it. These calculating anarchists work to break down the existing government with rioting, killing, looting, and terrorism. Tragically, the people living in such chaos often go to those best able to put an end to it and beg them to take over and restore order. And who is best able to put an end to the chaos? The very people who started it. The anarchists who created the problem then create a government run by them, an oligarchy, where they have total power. This is exactly what happened in Russia that led to Lenin taking total power, and in Germany where Hitler's brown shirts created the chaos that brought him to power. But anarchy isn't a stable form of government. It's a quick transition from something that exists to something desired by the power hungry. It's a temporary condition, and because it isn't permanent, we eliminate it as well. The word democracy comes from two Greek words, demos, meaning people, and kratian, meaning to rule. Democracy, therefore, means the rule of the people, majority rule. This, of course, sounds good, but suppose the majority decides to take away one's home, or business, or children. Obviously, there has to be a limit. The flaw in democracy is that the majority isn't restrained. If more than half the people can be persuaded to want something in a democracy, they rule. What about republic? Well, that comes from the Latin, res, meaning thing, and publica, meaning public. It means the public thing, the law. A true republic is one where the government is limited by law, leaving the people alone. America's founders had a clean slate to write on. They could have set up an oligarchy. In fact, there were some who wanted George Washington to be their king. But the founding fathers knew history, and they chose to give us the rule of law in a republic, not the rule of a majority in a democracy. Why? Let's demonstrate the difference in the setting of the Old West. Consider a lynch mob in a democracy. 35 horseback riders chase one lone gunman. They catch him, and they vote 35-1 to hang him. Democracy has triumphed, and there's one less gunman to contend with. Now consider the same scenario in a republic. The 35 horseback riders catch the gunman and vote 35-1 to hang him. But the sheriff arrives, and he says, "You can't kill him. He's got his right to a fair trial." So they take the gunman back to town. A jury of his peers is selected, and they hear the evidence and the defense, and they decide if he shall hang. Does the jury even decide by majority rule? No, it has to be unanimous, or he goes free. The rights of the government aren't subject to majority rule, but to the law. This is the essence of a republic. Many Americans would be surprised to learn that the word democracy does not appear in the Declaration of Independence or the U.S. Constitution. Nor does it appear in any of the constitutions of the 50 states. The founders did everything they could to keep us from having a democracy. James Madison, rightly known as the father of the Constitution, wrote in Essay No. 10 of the Federalist Papers, "Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths." Alexander Hamilton agreed, and he stated, "We are a republican government. Real liberty is never found in despotism or in the extremes of democracy." Samuel Adams, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, "Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself." The founders had good reason to look upon democracy with contempt because they knew that the democracies in the early Greek city-states produced some of the wildest excesses of government imaginable. In every case, they ended up with mob rule, then anarchy, and finally tyranny under an oligarchy. During that period in Greece, there was a man named Solon who urged creation of a fixed body of law not subject to majority whims. But where the Greeks never adopted Solon's wise counsel, the Romans did. Based on what they knew of Solon's laws, they created the 12 tables of the Roman law and, in effect, built a republic that limited government power and left the people alone. Since government was limited, the people were free to produce, with the understanding that they could keep the fruits of their labor. In time, Rome became wealthy and the envy of the world. In the midst of plenty, however, the Roman people forgot what freedom entailed. They forgot that the essence of freedom is the proper limitation of government. When government power grows, people freedom recedes. Once the Romans dropped their guard, power-seeking politicians began to exceed the powers granted them in the Roman Constitution. Some learned that they could elect politicians who would use government power to take property from some and give it to others. Agriculture subsidies were introduced, followed by housing and welfare programs. Inevitably, taxes rose and controls over the private sector were imposed. Soon, a number of Rome's producers could no longer make ends meet, and they went on the dole. Productivity declined, shortages developed, and mobs began roaming the streets, demanding bread and circuses from the government. Many were induced to trade freedom for security. Eventually, the whole system came crashing down. They went from a republic to a democracy and ended up with an oligarchy under a progression of the Caesars. Thus, democracy itself is not a stable form of government. Instead, it is the gradual transition from limited government to the unlimited rule of an oligarchy. Knowing this, we as Americans are ultimately left with only two choices. We can keep our republic, as Franklin put it, or we will inevitably end up with an oligarchy, a tyranny of the elite.
That was quite interesting, wasn't it? And it sounds like that's exactly where the United States is right now, as far as Rome goes. You know, I got to thinking about Agenda 21. I'm not sure everybody is real clear on what Agenda 21 is. What Agenda 21 means is world government in the 21st century. And that's what they're shooting for. You can see George W. Bush and you can see Barack Obama tried to shove it down our throats. And they've actually got it on its way. You saw how they suspended laws, how they tax us. We don't even have a say-so on our taxes. You can see in California how laws are made without our say-so at all. We're going to talk a little bit more about this here pretty quick, but I think we're going to go to a break right now. You're welcome to call it 530-605-4567.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And we are back. This is KCNR Radio coming to you from Reading in the great state of Jefferson. You can listen to us on 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and you can call and give us your 2 cents worth. Actually, it's my 2 cents worth I'm giving you. You can call and give us your quarter's worth at 530-605-4567. Anyway, I got that soundbite you just heard about why we are a representative republic off of Readout News. That's spelled R-E-D-O-U-B-T News. It comes out of Oregon, and they've got some really good stuff on there if you're interested. Now, I've just got done reading a book called All Thy Sons by K.M. Brakey, and I'm going to read you a quote again from him. And see if this doesn't pertain to our country right now. Secrecy is the keystone of all tyranny. Not force, but secrecy, censorship. When any government undertakes to say to its subjects, this you may not read, this you must not see, this you are forbidden to know, the end result is tyranny and oppression, no matter the motives. Mighty little force is needed to control a man whose mind has been hoodwinked. That's by Robert Heinlein. So I can't take credit for that, although I'd like to. It's a very interesting thing. And you've got to take into consideration where our country's at right now. Do you want to go ahead, Jimmy?
Oh, sure. We got a phone call.
Rob? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Nick, Jim. You know, this is Robert. I did a lot of filming, and you know, Nancy Pelosi is the oligarchy queen. She introduced Agenda 21, but not only that, the Republicans were all on board when she introduced it. They think that they were sold by the thinking it was just an environmental movement, because I can't imagine why the old the first guy.
Yeah,
I can't imagine why he went in on it, but it was really interesting. We had a doctor, a scientist, come to a meeting in 2010 and explained all about Agenda 21. And what saved us from it was the head of the Senate in 1998, I think, and I think it was a Democrat from Maine. But he found out that he saw that map, and the map of the all of the places where they were going to put the people and all of this wilderness they were going to save, and he said, "No way." So the Democrats at that time weren't so bad, but right now they're all for this oligarchy. And you notice that Nancy Pelosi is saying democracy. She never mentioned republic. She always says democracy.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And it's disgusting. They're not representing us anymore.
No.
You know, when I signed up to vote when I was 21, I signed up as an independent. And as the years go by, I'm prouder and prouder of that, because I've got just about the same amount of respect for the Republicans as I do the Democrats. And sure, there's a few of them that have our country's benefit to at heart, but you know, they don't have much to say about it.
Well, the reason they got a D by their name is that that's what their grade was in school. They're not very well educated.
That's the truth. That's the absolute truth.
That's right.
That seems sort of a high grade for some of those people.
You know, I knew a guy that went to Chico State, and he broke into the dean's office or wherever it was each quarter and changed his grades. And really, he graduated straight A's and nobody ever caught on. I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah,
well, he wasn't a lawyer, was he?
Probably so. You know, I don't know if I mentioned that I got burglarized, and I figured it was either Indians or Asians, because the only way I could see that I'd been burglarized is I had all the latest updates on my computer and my bank account was balanced. I'm sure if I had been taking a math class, they'd have done my math homework for me.
Yeah, Rob is absolutely right. I've heard Nancy Pelosi say, you know, our democracy and
It's not a democracy.
Oh, no, huh? No. But you go to any college and they tell you it is, and all these college kids tell you it is, and we really don't have
That's because they're not educated, even though they go to college. They don't get a degree. They get a brainwashing.
Yes, that's right.
Hmm. Anyway, we're really in trouble because, you know, we got that the House is not going to be friendly to our president, and we're going to have all these people pouring over the borders, and they just figure that's a Democrat vote. Every person that comes over that fence and declares all those rights that they have that have been told to spout out by Democrat lawyers have gone down there and advised them how to milk us, you know.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi calling us a democracy is like AOC saying that the three parts of government are the president, the House, and the Senate.
She's a bartender.
Boy, their business would go downhill looking at her ugly mug.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Hey,
all
right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate
all right.
it.
All right, bye.
You know, they might thin out some of these. Hey, Bob, we'll get to you in a second. They might thin out some of these representatives and these people, because I was reading, I listened to Tom Fenton on Judicial Watch this morning, and he, in fact, said our president is a crime victim. And you know what? He is when it comes to this false investigating, this false collusion crime. They've committed crimes.
I got a little code for Mark Kent. The boom in June.
Oh, I hope so.
We'll get back
I thought
later.
It was going to be shut up, Nick.
No. Hey, but we do have another caller. Fred, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, I should say, gentlemen. I don't know how many people were watching 7R news last night, and they were celebrating weed, since the town's name Weed, on the weed culture. And at the very end of that little clip, they showed our logo, State of Jefferson, and the association, and the way I see them presenting it, that we're nothing but a bunch of potheads up here. Did anybody else catch that?
Wow, I did not, no.
I don't have TV, and I don't pay attention to 7R, but I see your point. You know, they did the same thing to the Tea Party, subliminally run them down like a bunch of brush okies that don't know anything. And come to find out, I'm proud to have stood up for the Tea Party, and I'm proud to say I'm a member of the Tea Party, I hope. But you certainly, that's subliminal advertising against the state of Jefferson.
Well, when I meet you at the meeting next time, you won't be offended if I just call you a brush okie?
No, that'd be okay. I don't care. Well, as long as you don't call me late for dinner.
All right. I'll go for that. Thanks, Nick.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Bye.
You know, when it comes to the marijuana, you know, it was voted and passed on by the state. And these people that say that it's against federal law, well, you look at the Constitution, and the Constitution said what isn't mentioned in the Constitution is up to the states. So that makes it a state issue.
Yeah, Chris Ann Hall was telling me about that.
That being said, I don't support the use of marijuana. I don't care if somebody else uses it, but I know that it takes a person's incentive away, and that was the weak stuff we had in high school. And then the state voters voted to go ahead and okay the use of recreational marijuana, and they made it to where it was the smaller entities could come up with a plan for it or not. And the city of Reading decided to okay the use of marijuana. Now, I was at the meeting when they okayed it at the city council, and there were 17 people that spoke against legalizing dispensaries and open use of marijuana in the city of Reading, and 12 that spoke against it. And I was the last one to speak, and I suggested that it go to a public vote. And no, they just okayed it, and with the thought that we're going to have a lot of tax revenue. And this gets back to the idea that we're not being represented. It was five people up there, and it's my opinion, their whole focus is paying for the unfunded liabilities, and they'll get every dime they can, and that's where it's going. That's why you have potholes in the roads, and that's why the policemen's hands are tied. That's why we don't have enough jail space. You know, the city or the county of Shasta will pay over $450 million to clear its unfunded pension liabilities in the next 25 years. So you can see where our services aren't going.
Maybe some of that tax money is going to go to those hush-hush lawsuits.
Oh, yeah, probably so. They've got a, They've got a fund, a $10 million fund to pay off lawsuits when they're sued.
Wow.
I had the name at the tip of my tongue, but I don't have it anymore. Anyway, getting back to this video we just listened to and saying that we are actually a representative republic, it seems to me that the progressive liberals are trying to turn us into a democracy. And, boy, that's not to advantage of anybody that's an independent thinker or has any ambition.
No.
And I saw something else that I thought was pretty neat on that. In fact, Readout News is a great place to go if you want to find out some other things that are going on. Are we going to a break? Boy, I just get to jabbering away. 605-4567.
You're listening to KCNR Sovereign Minds at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
He's a big spender, no food on the table, and the bills ain't paid, cause he's spending on cigarettes and PGA. They'll turn us all into beggars, cause they're easier to please. They're feeding our people that government cheese.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Grew my hair long and broke all the rules. I sit and listen to my records all day.
You're listening to Sovereign State of Mind with Nick Gardner and Jimmy Gorn. We're filling in for Mark Kent and Red Smith and Linda. You're listening to the KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And, Nick, this is really cool about, you know, how these people, especially with the last caller, Rob, talking about how people like Nancy Pelosi call us a democracy. And I got another one of our lovely state representatives, Alex Padilla, talking about getting kids to vote and how they don't know that this is a democracy.
If you look at the 6 million plus people who are not registered to vote, who are eligible to vote, they're disproportionately Latino and Asian American. How much of that is a language issue, cultural issue? I mean, what are the barriers there specific?
I think that's very real. So the estimate is about 6.7 million eligible but unregistered Californians. And you're absolutely right. Disproportionately communities of color, disproportionately younger people, and disproportionately working class families.
Yeah, right.
And so, what are the reasons for that? Here's a quick story that I think captures some of it. You know, for some people, if they're immigrants to this country and new citizens or their kids, they may not come from a history of participating in democracy. Depending on where they come from, they may not come from a life experience of a democratic society. And so in the course of my work, I try to visit as many colleges and high schools in particular and talk to young people about the importance of registering and the importance of voting. And I'll hear a principal or a local mayor talk about, when I was growing up, I went with my parents to the polls, you know, every November.
So they got used to doing that when they were young.
Well, and that's great if that's their experience. That was not my experience. My parents are immigrants to this country. They didn't take me to go vote, not because they didn't want to, but because they weren't eligible. And I can imagine the millions of California children who are growing up without that experience, all the more reason we have to get out there, increase civic education in our schools.
So am I wrong, or did he call this a democracy?
Yep, he's another one of those uneducated peoples, one of those people that has a college education or a college degree but no education.
And he wants to show young people how to vote. And I don't particularly agree about his stance on minorities being able to vote. I think that there's probably more Republicans that don't vote than anybody. You know, a lot of Republicans don't vote in this state. It's sad.
I don't support making people register to vote and encouraging the vote. I support if you want to vote, you take the effort to go register and you make the effort to go down and vote. Otherwise, it doesn't mean much to you. You know, and, you know, I actually think there's some classes of people that probably shouldn't be able to vote.
No, there is. Yeah, there's absolutely people. Well, they're just, you know, grooming all these young kids to get and vote Democrat.
Oh, gosh. You know, I've got a little headline here that says 1 out of 7 transgender women have HIV. I wouldn't care if any 7 of them voted.
Well, I don't know.
Anybody that's that warped, in my opinion, shouldn't vote.
Well, then a lot of Democrats shouldn't vote then.
Oh, boy, isn't that the truth. Hey, I've got something real quick to tell you, and we'll move on. I read a headline this morning, and, you know, I have gotten so fed up with stars telling us how to vote, how bad Trump is. Trump's a liar and all this and that, like Leonardo da Vinci.
DiCaprio
and the rest of them. And I saw this headline, Woody Harrelson to play Archie Bunker. I'm going to break the rule and go see that. That's got to be hilarious.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Especially since Archie Bunker was so colorful with his racism and the kind of the groundbreaking outlook and stuff he would say on that show.
That's right. Getting back to that first clip about how we are a republic and not a democracy, which they're trying to steer us towards. I've got the 7 blunders of the world that lead to violence by Gandhi. And number 1 is wealth without work. You know what? All these rich people that are going pushing for socialism, I wonder how many of them earned it.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, or how many inherited it, or yeah, who knows what?
I don't know. Most people that go out and make a living off the sweat of their brow.
Yeah, well, what really chaps me is some of these politicians like AOC wanting to just give people money. Now, they did an experiment in Finland. I don't know if anybody's heard about this, but they were giving all their citizens like $1,000 a month, even though they weren't working or what have you. And, man, there was a politician. I think it might have been Beto O'Rourke. I don't remember, but he wants to do the same thing. No. It was, he was a millionaire guy from the East Coast.
It's not Andrew Yang, is it?
It's Andrew Yang.
Yes.
Yeah, and he wants to give everybody $1,000 for doing nothing.
That's right. And he's
what's 1,000 times 300 million?
Well,
a month.
Who can live on $1,000 a month?
He's
pushing his thoughts. I watched him. He's quite convincing until you research him. But he's saying that we're going to have driverless trucks going across the United States soon, and that's going to put, I think, 3.5 million people out of work.
Yeah.
And a truck driver, that's a job that you don't have to have a college education to get into, and you can lift yourself up to a lower middle class standard of living.
Yeah. And, well, if you have a driverless car and it gets in an accident, it could be terrible. You get a semi truck, a loaded semi truck getting into an accident, it's going to be horrific.
Yeah. And it's driverless, so you can't see the driver.
Right. And the other interesting thing, I was watching a thing on driverless cars and stuff, and I think it was at the UC Davis campus. And in Sacramento, they had the mayor, you know, all giddy about driving this, you know, driverless car. But there's a guy sitting in the driver's seat, the mayor in the passenger seat, and I think a couple guys in the back. Well, the car was actually being driven by some guy, you know, miles away.
Remote control.
In a simulator. So if there's going to be somebody in a simulator driving the car, why not just drive the car?
Well, you've got a point there. Let somebody make a living.
Well, I guess you can hire some, 16-year-old kid to get on a simulator and drive a semi truck.
Pleasure without conscience. You know, that's called morals. You know, some things just aren't right.
Yeah. Talk to some of the rock stars, I'll tell you.
Oh, boy.
Or talk to some of the Hollywood movie stars.
When are they going to come up with bestiality? Let's make that legal. It was a state that just proposed that not long ago.
I would have thought California worked on that.
Either that or Michigan.
I mean, in between the making the plastic bags illegal and making a state dinosaur, you know, those important legislation issues they have.
Oh, boy, don't they waste our time. That's what's going to be good about when we get Jefferson. I think Mark Baird said that... what's it going to be, a 90-day legislation period every other year?
That's great.
Something like that.
That's all it should take, I mean, really.
Oh, yeah. I imagine there are people lined up that won't even need to get paid to go up there and do what's right for
them. I bet you there are.
Country. I would be, but I'm sure they wouldn't have me. Oh, well.
They might lock you up.
Okay.
In the rubber room.
Knowledge without character. What is knowledge without character? Well, I think that's most of our progressives. They know it all, but they've got no character. They know what's best for you.
Bing.
Commerce without morality. Anything for a buck. You know, I've worked for some wealthy people, and their God is money.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work in the logging industry, and I watched this one guy, and this guy had money just falling out of his pockets. He was so wealthy. And he beat this guy out of 50 cents a thousand, a timber faller. It was already a dirt cheap job, and that just made his day. And I thought, geez, you know, you should have gave him a $2 raise.
Hey, I've heard of some of these multimillionaires and billionaires. Not that I really have anything against multimillionaires and billionaires, but tipping waiters like $10 after they spent, you know, $300 on a meal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Science without humanity. That's what artificial intelligence is doing. Science without humanity. Whatever they can do. I just read a headline. I didn't read the article that they've got an artificial intelligence, Delia Bob, I don't know what you call it, that feeds itself.
Look at Alexa. That's pretty scary to me. I wouldn't get one of those things.
I don't have one either.
No.
In fact, I don't have a cell phone.
Do you have a CB radio?
Nope.
Walkie-talkie?
Nope.
One of those what do they call those things back in the Western days?
The
Morse code. Do you know Morse code?
No, I never have met him. I want to meet that they guy. They're always telling me they said this and they said that. Well, I want to meet this they guy. He knows everything. Okay, worship without sacrifice. You know, what is worship without sacrifice?
Worship without, well, that's basically saying, I mean, am I in control of this, saying you're a Christian, but then not doing the things that are, say, in the Ten Commandments?
You know,
would that be right?
I guess we're going to a break. Okay, yep. I'm going to hold that for you.
Sorry.
Worship without sacrifice. Remind me, Bethel Church.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Get ready for a sock hop of nostalgia and muscle cars when American Graffiti roars onto the Cascade Theater's big screen during cool April nights. With live music, dancing, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and more surprises. April 24th. Doors open at 6, film at 7:30. It's a cruise down memory lane with the ultimate coming-of-age film, American Graffiti, at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You got Nick Gardner and Jimmy Goring here, filling in for Mark Kent, Red Smith, and Linda. And, you know, this whole thing about the United States being a republic or a democracy, when some of our politicians say we live in a democracy, ask them if they can recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Boy, that's interesting. Lori, we'll get to you in just a second. Worship without sacrifice. I would like to point out a senior pastor at Bethel that made quite a sacrifice. Rick Vollmers, I think, is his name. He's one of the top two cheeses out there. Somebody scratched the side of his brand-new Corvette over at Outback. Now, what more of a sacrifice can you do? A preacher driving a brand-new Corvette, and his wife's got one also.
Wow.
Wow. Politics without principle. We'll talk about that after we talk to Lori. Lori, you're up. What's going on, little sister?
Little sister's wishing everyone a happy Easter and to all the guests that are, not the guests, but you guys, and obviously the hosts that normally do the show. I agree. They all need a fantastic break and vacation. I was hoping to share a field report from yesterday's Earth Day event. As some people might know, April is Autism Awareness Month, and we had much of our booth covering not just the geoengineering, you know, and 5G and 9/11, but we covered great amount on the vaccine awareness and the need to have safe vaccines or allow choice. So I'm going to state something, and then I'll give people something to do and some options. So it won't be just like, oh, no, not more doom and gloom, please.
Well,
Easter.
What kind of reception did you have down there with people asking you about
Pepsi?
Very
good. Lots of people are very aware, massively aware of the sky. I mean, people just, they're absolutely just stunned that nothing is being addressed and, you know, no room for debate on that. The media doesn't cover anything except what they want to do. So basically the vaccine booth was popular, the table that we had on that, because when people start to realize with this whole thing with those two movies that came out last year, Gosnell on the late-term abortions, and then you had Unplanned release last month, the chemicals that are a part of the adjuvants or the fillers in these vaccines are astounding. We have in the geoengineering sprays, there's been lab reports where there's desiccated human red blood cells, and there's also human white blood cells, and those are the ones that help with snipping and combining your DNA. Now go to the vaccine adjuvant when there's sometimes, you know, 30, 40, 50 ingredients in there. There's genetically modified yeast. That's an animal bacteria viral. Pay attention to the news, everyone. That is now going into the meatless foods, the veggie foods that they're going to push at the fast food chains, and that's to give flavor, but it's coming from DNA from either animals and human. The other thing that concerned some of us was human and animal cells from where this is coming from is Planned Parenthood, unless they're doing something else in other ways of getting these cells, pig blood, horse blood, rabbit brain, dog kidney. I mean, it's just nauseating to understand what they're doing. So for people that are pro-vaccine, they believe the public health, and they don't question, they don't ask, they don't connect the dots, I really feel sorry for the people that are taking these injections, and they don't have an advocate in their family or household, you know, alerting them. I mean, this is the medical cartel, Big Pharma, and they, you know, some people call them straight-up murderers, cowards, and profiteering. So I just want to alert that the lady, there were two ladies at Planned Parenthood. A friend and I went to the booth. They were very kind to us, professional, as we were to them, and all I did is drop off information and, you know, not trying to stir any argument or a scene. We're just trying to educate and learn and share. And so they were very receptive to the materials I delivered to them. So that's a positive thing. What people can do, in closing, is this Wednesday at the Capitol, they're having a Senate Health Committee hearing, 1:30 p.m., and they are having a public hearing. That means you, your family, anyone who's vaccine injured can speak, can share. So maybe if there's some carpools, that would be great. It doesn't start till 1:30, so that's kind of handy, and there'll be a rally afterward on the west steps of the Capitol. In closing, if anybody is absolutely in need of a vaccine exemption, and there's some that will do permanent ones if they'll still be respected, one's in the Sacramento area in Fair Oaks, and that phone number is area code 916-671-1780. It's called the Raphael Medicine and Therapies. There's a naturopathic doctor there, an MD doctor. They're going to have their way of doing intake and getting your history and all of that. And then the second one I have, I spoke to her over the weekend, is in Eureka, and they are coming to Redding, so you do not have to drive anymore to the coast to have an evaluation and an assessment. It's called Motion Health. Their phone number, area code 707-798-6136, and it's called Eureka Motion Health. And I think they're coming in May at the Holiday Hilton Garden, and I think it's $250 per child or person that you want to get this permanent exemption put in place. If you go to them, it's a little bit cheaper. But that's what I wanted to share from the field report of Reading.
Thank you so much. That's our government at work. That's what we've got.
If anybody does want a carpool, I will be happy to have people call me directly. I'm at 530-247-3925, and I will help arrange that. I don't have a bus, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
We do what we can do, Nick and Jimmy. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Hey, we got another caller we'll get to pretty quick here. I wanted to point out that, and now I forgot what I wanted to point out. Oh, if you go to YouTube and click in their search engine, Robert Kennedy Jr. /vaccines, he puts on a wonderful presentation, and I would encourage people that are inquisitive to listen to that. Who do we got there that wants to talk on the radio?
We got Tim on the line, but first I'd like to say that that phone call from Lori, some of what she was saying reminded me of the movie Soylent Green.
Well, you know, I'm wondering why they don't come up with a vaccine to kill our taste buds, and then they won't have to worry about artificially flavoring our veggie burgers.
All right, Tim, welcome to the show.
All right, thank you very much. Listen, I just let me preface my statement by saying I'm not a member of any religious group here at all, but I was curious about your statement about worship and sacrifice. You know, the story about the guy with the Corvette and, you know.
There you go.
Maybe he should be driving a Volkswagen instead of a Corvette. But is that a requirement when you're head of a religious group that you take a vow of poverty or something like
that? No, absolutely not. But you're not supposed to be in competition with our state legislatures as far as your lifestyle goes. In my opinion, I've got my opinion, and you certainly got your opinion. You're making a good point. I don't want to argue with you about that.
What I was trying to point out is that
there's a lot of kids that come from all over the world. The last I read in the paper was 11,000. They pay $12,000 a year to go to Bethel up here, and it's a money-making machine. I was told in their basement they have the fourth largest bookstore in the United States, and it's just they're making money hand over fist. And is that what worship's about?
Well, yeah, on the other hand, you know, groups like Scientology, they're making a ton of money as well, and there's a lot of religious groups that are. And I don't know if that's part and parcel of having a belief in a supreme being or something. And, you know, it's just kind of a curious perspective to say worship without sacrifice. That's kind of got to me, you know.
Yeah, look at Jim and Tammy Baker.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a whole lot of those people. One of my relatives got involved with one of these evangelists down south, and I won't say who or what, but they gave thousands of dollars to this thing, and then a few years into it, they found out the guy was a total fraud and embezzling people and so forth and so on, you know. So, yeah, there's probably a lot of false idols out there and that. But, you know, I'm just kind of from my point of view, just because the guy drives a Corvette or is competing with state legislatures for the amount of money that he makes doesn't necessarily make him a bad person, you know, belonging to that group. And I don't belong to that group or anywhere believe what they're up to. But I just think we have to be careful about, you know, that kind of criticism that, you know, because
he is
in the group that he belongs to and they make a lot of money, that he should make a big sacrifice or something, you know.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's absolutely right. Thanks for calling, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.
That come from Gandhi, and he's quite thought of the seven blunders of the world that lead to violence. And Tim's got a really good point there, although, you know, I personally don't think a preacher should have a Learjet. Didn't old Tammy and Jimmy Baker have them a Learjet?
Yeah, they had all those Rolls Royces to drive them to their...
You know, I can see them having a nice Buick. I don't remember that guy up in Oregon had, what, seven Rolls Royces, or was it one for each week of the year?
I didn't hear about that one.
Okay, politics without principle. We can go on about this because that's exactly what's happening to our country right now. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She wants to see Trump's tax returns because he might have lied. Really, Nancy?
Yeah.
He might have lied? How about the last guy that was in the White House? I think maybe he lied.
Yeah, somebody told me something about Nancy Pelosi. I'm not going to say his name, but he's very close to this show that Nancy Pelosi's husband is in real estate, and I believe I got this right. And when they shut down a bunch of the post office in California.
You got it right. Go ahead.
He was in charge. Her husband was in charge of the real estate deals on those post offices.
I understood it was the United States.
Oh, the whole United States.
He was the realtor for the post office.
Well, you might as well expand where you can do it, huh?
Oh, boy. You know, that's the thing about greed. You know, you never have enough money.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's worth, I mean, she's worth at least $10 million.
Oh, I'd say more than that. Look what she did to these oyster farmers down there in San Francisco Bay, up in North Bay. It had been in the family for, I think, four generations, and they decided that they wanted to shut it down for some kind of a wilderness area type deal. They just put them out of business, didn't renew their lease, didn't even let them finish their harvest.
What?
Yes. Hey, we're going to a break, whether we like it or not. Break.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, Sovereign Minds.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The death toll from 6 bombings at 3 churches and 3 hotels in Sri Lanka this morning stands at 207, and 450 other people are hurt. BBC correspondent Caroline Rigby says the attackers chose Easter morning as an opportunity for maximum carnage.
These churches would have been incredibly busy because of that. There were services taking place at the time, we understand, and so it was a lot of people would have been there. So there's no kind of real surprise that that many people would have been injured in these blasts.
Several suspects have been arrested, but no group has claimed responsibility for the bombings or several smaller ones that took place across the country this morning. Pope Francis has denounced the, quote, cruel violence of the Easter Sunday slaughter in Sri Lanka as he celebrates the most joyful moment on the Christian liturgical calendar. Francis lamenting the bloodshed and political violence afflicting many parts of the world in his traditional post-Easter Mass speech. The president weighed in on the attacks, too.
President Trump tweets condolences and that the people of the United States stand ready to help following several church and hotel bombings in Sri Lanka. He also tweeted, Happy Easter, adding, I have never been happier or more content because your country is doing so well. In other tweets, Trump attacks Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, including calling Mueller's report nothing but a total hit job. The president, First Lady Melania Trump, and his daughter Tiffany attended service at Bethesda by the Sea, the same Episcopalian church near his Florida estate where he and the First Lady were married. I'm Tim McGuire.
An exit poll from Ukraine's presidential election is giving committee and Vladimir Zelensky a commanding lead over incumbent Petro Poroshenko. Results from the exit poll released after voting stations closed show Zelensky with 73% of the vote, Poroshenko 25%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversation. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
The annual New York International Auto Show is in full swing.
Auto shows may be waning in importance as companies find other ways to introduce new products, but New York's auto show still has a healthy list of new vehicle debuts, mostly SUVs. More than four floors of displays feature nearly 1,000 vehicles and the latest futuristic concept cars and trucks. North America's first and largest attended auto show dating back to 1900 runs through April 28th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstrip. London police say more than 710 people were arrested and some 28 charged since climate change protests began last week in the British capital. The Extinction Rebellion protests started Monday and have at times paralyzed parts of London, with demonstrations at Waterloo Bridge, Oxford Circus, and other key landmarks. London police had to ask neighboring forces for some 200 additional officers to cope with the situation. News and analysis at townhall.com. Dr. Charles Schneiderman joins us again this Easter Sunday to talk about the health effects of religion and spirituality.
Numerous epidemiologic studies of religious or spiritual practice find an effect on overall health and longevity as beneficial as other known determinants of good health, such as increased consumption of fruits and vegetables, cholesterol control, and higher socioeconomic status. Wishing you blessings, this is Charles Schneiderman in Virginia.
Today is Sunday, April the 21st, and it's a birthday for a bunch of famous people, including Britain's Queen Elizabeth. She is 93 years old today. Actor Charles Grodin turns 84, while actress Patti LuPone has 70 candles on her cake. Comedian Nicole Sullivan is 49 years old today. Football player turned actor Brian White is 46. Former NFL star Tony Romo, 39. Olympic gold medal figure skater Jamie Salé, 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Here we are. We still got it going on. Hey, we had a correction. A gal called in and said that it was not Nancy Pelosi's husband who landed the real estate deal to sell all the post offices in the United States, that it was, in fact, Dianne Feinstein's husband. You know, I think that you might be mistaken, however unlikely it is. Maybe it's me, but I remember Dianne Feinstein. I think his name is Blum. He had part of the construction company that built this bridge up at Lakehead, and he was a main player in constructing the speed train, the train to nowhere down here. And I'm thinking that you might be mixed up. But furthermore, perhaps I am wrong, and if I am, I'm sorry. So, let's move on. Politics without principle. We've got to see President Trump's tax returns. He might have lied. Oh, my God. You know, how about our past president? Did he lie about anything? Let's see. The violence in Benghazi was spurred by a video that was insulting the Muslims. You know what? They're having a civil war in Libya right now. I was reading, I think it was 200 people were killed just last night in the fighting. Some warlords are trying to take it over. And this is a direct repercussions from Hillary Clinton's state when she was the Secretary of State and her trying to run things over. And here comes Jimmy.
Actually, I just checked it. Yes, she is correct. It was not Nancy Pelosi. It was Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum.
That's the first time I've been wrong in the last 7 years.
I brought it up. I was wrong to start with.
That's okay.
We're fired.
Thank you. You can call and correct us anytime you want
to. Yeah, thank you.
But you know what? What else did old Obama lie about? Well, you remember Fast and Furious?
Oh, yeah.
He had an executive order not to turn over correspondence and that kind of stuff to the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, and look at some of the guns that ended up in the cartel's hands that actually killed border agents.
2,000 of them, and I wonder how many are being used as we speak to kill Mexican citizens.
Probably over 2,000 of them.
You know, they just tell us what we want to know. But, you know, look at Mexico. What a mess that is. And what else did Obama do to undermine our country?
He lied about keeping your doctor.
That's right. I wonder what they had on Justice. What Justice
Scalia?
No, they put him to sleep. That's what I understand.
Oh, Roberts.
Yeah, Roberts. He voted that was a tax and not a fine. Anybody with half a brain could see that was a fine. I think it's hilarious that you think they'll keep old. What's her face? The old gal that's a chief justice.
Ruth Ginsburg?
That's it. They're going to keep her on life support until Trump's out.
You notice you haven't seen her anywhere.
Oh, boy. You know, and that, boy, you talk about frosting on the cake.
Yeah, they're probably like, just hold with us until 2020.
Yes. Oh, she's alive. She's on life support over there. She hasn't opened her eyes in 3 weeks, but it's going to be okay. Anyway, our country, you know, politics without principles. Look what the BLM has done to people. Look at the Hammonds up in Kearney County up in Oregon. Stephen Dwight Hammond sent them to prison for protecting their property, told them that they were going to have a backfire. Burnt some brush. It was beneficial to the environment. They were sentenced to, what, I think it was 90 days for the old guy and a year for the kid, and they served their sentences government comes back and said, nope, got to redo it, got to sentence them to 5 years in prison. Thank God Trump pardon them. But you know what? How much that cost them?
I don't know.
Well, it was, I would say, northwards of $500,000.
I know Red's a big expert on that.
And the time it took them away from their families.
And the aggravation and the stress.
How heartbreaking. Look what they did to old man Bundy down there.
Nevada?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and he was the only one out of 53 ranchers that stood up to him. They took 52 ranches away from people.
And that company that wanted solar panels, right?
I understood it was a Chinese company that his Harry Reid's son was representing.
Yeah.
And, you know, this stuff just goes on day after day after day.
I mean, that is a corrupt, the textbook of corruption.
Oh, it just makes you cry. I just really feel sad for these people. And that's just the two or three cases that we hear about. You know, even at a city and a county level, look how they treat some of our citizens. It's awfully disgusting, and we need to get back to being a representative republic, represented by law.
Yeah, you know, like I said, that about the Pledge of Allegiance, which they displayed. Doesn't Nancy Pelosi and all these people know the Pledge of Allegiance, where it says, "And to the republic for there which it stands"?
There you go. Democracy is not mentioned in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Where do they come up with democracy? I've gone to a couple of left-wing things out at the college. I like to see what the other side's up to. And when it comes to comments, they're always harping on it being a democracy. And being I'm the only conservative out there, I don't stand up and correct them, but it's hard.
No, they put masks on and beat you with a stick.
There you go. I'm going to get my own Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez mask so I can go hang out at these places. I'll be a rock star.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. And now?
Raise my taxes. I love you.
Oh, geez. Can you believe Fox News has hired Donna Brazile? That's insulting.
The name sounds familiar, but refresh me.
She was head of the DNC after Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned because of the Anwan fiasco, where the Pakistanis got control of about 50 representatives' computers, unlimited control. You remember them? Now, there's something that needs to come to the forefront and be prosecuted. I have no doubts they gave away secrets, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz was forced to resign, and Donna Brazile took over, and she gave Hillary Clinton the debate questions for the second debate.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Isn't that something? Who would hire her? You know, Fox News is discredited in more ways than one just because of that. You can't trust any of this mainstream news from what I can tell.
I'm at a loss. There's just some things that,
You know, and many teachers hate capitalism. Marxist Day is the 1st of May. And these teachers are taking the day off to march for Marxism, to where it shut down the four largest school districts.
This is nationwide?
No, this is in, I thought it was South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I didn't write down the state it's in. They March 1st, Red for Ed. I mean,
they're going to have so many days now that they're not even going to go to school anymore.
That's right.
It is going to be school day, that one day.
Yeah.
National School Day.
And they'll call it year-round school.
Yeah. And we'll still be paying as much per student a year.
I don't know. Can you think anything else that old Barack Obama's lied about? And Trump might have lied on his income taxes. You know,
how about all that money he gave Iran, those pallets of money? I forgot how many billions it was. That it wasn't...
It was too many billions.
It wasn't to get the people they had prisoner out. It wasn't a ransom.
Yeah, for sure.
And then poof.
And how about that Bo Bergdahl? Oh, boy, what a deal that was.
Oh, yeah, where he traded him for
Four Taliban. Yeah. I think one or two of them were killed on the battlefield after that.
Uh-huh.
Well, our country, his heart wasn't in the right place when it came to our country. Anyway, getting back to marijuana, there's a book out. Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness and Violence. And I went on Amazon and I clicked on it and read a little bit. And it's got a lot to say about the things that THC is doing to the brains of these kids, and they actually have the most up-to-date intelligence on it. You know, marijuana's only been legal for the second year, for 2 years now, and people really don't know what's going on. Here in California, we got half of the expected money from taxes from marijuana. We got $345 million. They expected twice that much. It's not going to be the big tax pump that they think it is, in my opinion. It's going to wind up costing us a lot of money, and it's going to cost a lot of mental health.
So are we about ready for a break, Ashley? Ashley, we really appreciate what you're doing here. Hope you don't have to go out.
I don't. She's mean to
good
me.
At charades.
I hope
She's
you don't have to go out on stress me. Leave.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
So anyway, if you tell your children the truth about marijuana, mental illness and violence, should read that. And
all
with
right.
that, we'll go to a break. 530-605-4567.
Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell and they're all running this a lot. All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee just couldn't hit the spot. Got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot. I got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, cause it's all going to pot.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Now here we have two real pioneers embarking upon a new
career. I wonder if I'm the only one out there that wishes they were as smart as Denise D'Souza. I've got a clip coming up from Denise about global warming. So if you'll tune that up and we'll get it going on, we've got it popping around here. Popping, I mean. Here we go.
Hello. Thank you for the talk. It was very valuable, and it's an opinion that you don't hear too much on campuses, as you said. But I'm still a bit perplexed by your idea that Republicans are somehow much more moral than Democrats. And I'm not American. I've been here just 4 years. But my opinion is that today, Democrats are much more concerned with what I would say are moral issues than Republicans. And for me, the most clear example is how the Democrats really care about global warming, or at least they say they care a lot about global warming, whereas you feel that the Republican Party is much more skeptical and just doesn't want to do with the doesn't want to get involved with dealing with global warming. So my question to you is, how do you defend something like global warming, where it's really very obvious how the Democrats are doing the right thing and the majority of Republicans are not?
Let me ask you a question, if I may. To me, global warming is a little bit like theism, in the sense that it's a factual claim, right? It's a factual claim, moreover, that's not visible to our senses. If you were to tell me, for example, that there is a God and he has these characteristics, I might see it or I might not. But it's not like you telling me that there's a tree, because I can see a tree, right? You can see the tree. So if I don't see the tree, something's wrong with my eyesight, right? But if I don't see God in the way that you see him, it's not because I lack eyes. I see the same facts that you do. I just don't agree with your interpretation of evidence that is a little opaque to our senses, right? So here's global warming. My question to you is, why is it, to you, a moral issue? Either the earth is getting hotter or it's not. We don't feel it getting hotter, right? You're looking at one set of data. I'm looking at one set of data. Let's say we disagree over what this data means. We don't disagree about temperatures by themselves. We disagree about the cause of those temperatures and the significance of them and what we should do about them. For example, let's say you were to tell me that in the next room, the temperature is 800 degrees, right? Or let's say the temperature is 110 degrees. I have two choices. I can go in there and say, how do I change the planet to bring the temperature down from 110 to, let's say, a livable 90? Or I can say, maybe I should take off my jacket and try to adapt myself to the climate instead of trying to adapt the world to me. Which is easier? Is it easier for us to adapt to global change that is massive, has been occurring over millennia, and it's very unclear how we can address it? Or is it really worth... So what I'm getting at is, where's the moral issue here? What's moral about it?
I mean, the moral consequences of not doing anything about global warming, no? And the people that are supposed to suffer a lot because of not dealing with global warming, especially the poor people in Africa and in many places that are very affected by rising sea levels or lack of vegetation or food. But my question is, maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're wrong, but wouldn't you just like to bet that they're right for the, you know? Don't you think it's much more beneficial? I mean, obviously it's not for the people that have oil companies, but you and many other people, wouldn't you just want to bet that they're probably right, that most of the scientific community is right about global warming, and you would like to change how we live and change resources? Like, would you just want to bet for that?
Well, look, I come from a poor country, India, right? India is trying to go from being a third world country to being a second world country. Now, what this means in terms of human welfare is we're talking about hundreds of millions of people going from starvation to basically having one or two meals a day, right? We're not talking about becoming rich. We're talking about a country climbing out of the most degrading type of poverty. India cannot do it without energy, without oil, without essentially the lifeblood of an economy. India and China, the two greatest human success stories in the world in the last 30 years, have come up by massively increasing their demands on world energy. They need it desperately. Poor Brazilians desperately need land, and they need farming, and they need logs, and they need timber, and they need paper. So these resources are not some world luxury.
Okay, that went quite a bit longer than what I had intended, but you got the idea. You know, we're being milked on this global warming farce that Al Gore got rich on, in my opinion.
The guy with the private jet and all the SUVs and the big giant house.
That's him.
Yeah.
You know, it's proven that it's gone on for millions and millions of years, and these guys just come up, and it's another way to take over the world with Agenda 21 to, you know, it's obvious to me that they tried to bring our standard of living down, and I mean way down, while they brought the rest of the world's standard of living up, and it's been a complete failure. One of the things I have to say about India and China is that when it comes to plastic in the ocean, 85% of it comes from India and China. Thank God California stepped up to the plate and outlawed straws.
Yeah, I almost got arrested the other day for getting a straw without asking for it.
You know, if you told them you were homeless and you're going to use it to store Coke, it'd probably be okay.
Yeah, you'll have to cut your straws in half at an angle.
There you go, in case you don't want any of those big rocks going down your nose. But anyway, it's the biggest farce, and, you know, Denise D'Souza, boy, he's got a way of articulating and putting people into their spot. And the Democrats have just gone overboard with this. I remember Fierro, what was her name? She ran for governor. No, she ran for against Trump, and he put her in her spot. But she did say, what sense does it make to decimate our economy by going oil-free and global-friendly when it's only going to make 0.001 difference in global warming?
Yeah, that's what made me just laugh when OEC said that she wants to retrofit all the buildings in America.
It won't make any difference.
Yeah, but she has no idea. I was in construction for 30-odd years, and she has no idea how expensive and time-consuming that would be.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You know, I've got a cousin that travels a little bit. He told me that Germany is green. I don't know whether that's true or not.
I don't know about that.
Maybe they've got all them Muslims on bicycles and turning out the electricity that way.
Well, I know they got a lot of fast cars over there that use that are internal combustion engines.
Hey, you know, talking about Germany and Europe, you know, you see where the Notre Dame burned down?
Yeah.
You know what? That I was just reading that France over the last 2018 had over 1,000 attacks on churches, on Christian churches. I think the synagogues had 500, and the Christians had, or the Muslims had a little bit over 100. And what was interesting is 2 hours after the fire, they were calling it an accident and trying to point the finger at some construction that was going on. And the article I read went in depth about the construction company, how they just finished doing a big cathedral like that, that they watched every little thing that it probably. But, you know, the gist of it was, how can they say that in 2 hours? A fire investigation takes weeks, if not months.
I thought I heard something last night about it being a computer glitch.
Yeah, right.
Now, I don't know what a computer glitch would entail in starting a fire that would burn down a...
Oh, and then you had these 6 attacks in Sri Lanka over the night, night.
Oh, yeah, yep.
You know, and we caught that one guy walking into a church with a couple 5-gallon cans of gasoline.
He said his car ran out of gas.
You know, the last thing they want to do is admit that we're at war with the Muslims. And we're not. They're at war with us. And we need to admit it.
Yeah. You know, I went to England a couple years ago in northern England. And when we landed in Manchester, you know how here everything is in English and then in Spanish?
Yes.
Well, there, at the airport, going through customs, it was in English and then Arabic.
How long ago was this?
This was, I believe, in 2015. And our friends lived there. We stayed with them, and they drove us through these neighborhoods that were just, I mean, blocks and city blocks and blocks and blocks of Muslims. They don't want to assimilate. They, one of the main grocery stores there are chains. They started protesting it because that chain was buying produce from Jerusalem.
Uh-oh.
So the government caved in and said, okay, we won't buy from Jerusalem anymore. And so now they buy from Spain or Italy. And he said the array of stuff you get is like half of what it was. The other thing he said was when you went and bought meats at these places. Before, it was, you know, they'd prepackage it in the back or wherever and put it out for you to buy. And the Muslims got all PO'd about that because it wasn't prepared how they – I forgot how it's
– Halal.
Yeah. It wasn't prepared in the way they like it. So the stores caved in, and now they have a full meat counter –
of halal meats.
With halal meats.
Yeah, and that goes back to the way the animal is slaughtered.
Yeah, and, exactly, and that's against English law.
Yes, well, you know what? Europe's lost, as far as I can tell. Yeah. I don't think it's going to come back. But, you know, we're going to come back. We're going to a break, and you can bet, guess we're going to be back quick. Give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Whew. Man, it's hot in here. Seriously, dude.
There's a crisis on the planet. It's heated up almost to a whole degree. It hasn't been this hot in a long time. Not since the 16th century, when there were no evil SUVs.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
And we're back. This is Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And I'd just like to say something real quick about what I was saying about England.
We'll get to you, Mary.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to you, Mary. But England's I love England. They have a lot of nice people there. And I just wanted to bring up the fact that how the government is conforming to people that are coming into their country instead of them assimilating to the country they're going into. And that is happening here. And that's why I brought that up, because the same thing is happening here, and that needs to be stopped. So
they're trying to shove it down our throats, and that's not so. It's not going to be shoved down my throat. Of course, you know, I'm 68 by the time it takes over. I don't know. Keep your guns. Mary, what do you got going, little sis?
Oh, hi. Happy Easter to all of you. Nick, Jimmy, and Bob, of course. And I wanted to comment on yesterday's birthday, and I know Lori was already on the line, and she was commenting on it. And you know all these things are happening, just like everything that happens over there, it happens over here, and you're going through this phase with the churches or with the disgruntled religious or the Semites. I don't know. But the point is here. You say, what can I do? Well, here's what you can do. You get more water. You put water in your closet. You get those dry food products. I mean, when this whole thing goes down, and it's not a joke, it's going to go down, whether it happens to be your cell phone or whether it happens to be the whole grid, you're going to need things. And the things you're going to need, try to get extra medication from your doctor so that you have that backup at home. And those are very important. We noticed that when we were evacuated because of the fires. The things we didn't have just came to light.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I can agree with you there. Yep.
That's what you have to do because, yeah, the crap is coming down on us. Stay vigilant, like Bob said. We are being sprayed daily. You can taste it sometimes. It's so thick. But it's not about what they're doing to us as much as we have to come out of this. We have to survive. We can't be like Rome. We are democracy under a republic. We have to survive.
And remember, if you have an electric or gas water heater in your house and something catastrophic happens, you still have all that water in that water heater.
That's correct. And some of us are lucky enough to have a clean pool.
Yeah.
But you know, you're right, or the toilet bowl if you have to.
Yeah,
but
the back
you know
of the
what?
Toilet.
That's extreme.
Well, I don't know. There was a little gal that did a study, and she went into restaurants, and she found more bacteria in the ice than she did in the back of the toilet bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
I know guys that work on those machines, and they said that if you don't keep those things clean, they are a plethora breeding ground of bacteria.
Mark used to teach a class down there at the Patriots meeting when it was the tea party, and he always emphasized having a bug-out bag ready, a backpack
that
had some essentials in it, and you could leave. But you certainly got a point.
And we have a bug out bag, and we
most
have
all
all our papers consolidated. And the other really important thing is to let your friends and especially your family members know if something happens, have a meeting place.
Yes. Now, Bob, I want to also comment on your. No chains attached. I mean, you're going to try to go solo, you know, no phone, no this, no that. Carry some matches in case you have to leave smoke signals.
Who's going to know how to read them? No, you got a point there. That's very good. Hey, we got somebody else coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Mucho grande. Apreciato.
Arrivederci.
Go ahead. I can't read that name from here.
Dick, you're on the line.
Hi. Say, Nick.
Yo.
You know, taking over Sovereign Mines for Mark is a tough job, and I think you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We're just jabbering away. I've only been corrected once. If they really knew what I was wrong about, they wouldn't let me on here again, I'm sure.
I have one question. Who's on with you right now?
Jimmy.
Who?
Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Corey.
It sounded to me like Bob Holsinger, but it's Jimmy. Okay.
No,
hey.
I'm the big voluptuous guy that shows up at the meetings with the long hair.
Yeah, okay.
And a good-looking chick on his arm.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Happy Easter again.
Okay, thank you. Hey, I wanted to get back to something about this global warming, and Jimmy mentioned the scientists, and I thought we were going to go back to that, and we didn't. You know, you've got the scientists that are saying that this is happening. There's no doubt. This is it. And you've got some scientists that are on the other end. And what you've got to take into consideration is the scientist, his bread and butter is grants. And if they don't like, the grants pretty much dictate what your scientific research is going to say.
Ashley, did you have something to say?
Yes, I was just going to let listeners know that stick around after noon. From noon to two, we the people will have a scientist on discussing the other side, anti-global warming.
Wow,
they
cool.
had one last week. They will have one next week, too, I believe.
Hey, and they've got a great show. They are one of the best talk shows locally that I know of.
You know, Dick was saying that, you know, it's great that you're – or it's a hard job for you to sit in for Mark. And, like, me sitting in for Red is like a first grader sitting in for, a professor.
Well, all we do is the best we can do with a little bit we've got to work with. That's my standard answer.
We're just having fun here.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, anything, you know, like vaccines – The scientists, the government wants the scientists' research to say what they want it to say, and they dictate the outcome of your investigating of your research. And if they don't like it, you're not going to get a grant, and you've got a family to feed.
Yeah, and these are the same scientists that are saying that humans are causing all this, that were the ones that always told us, yeah, there's been multiple ice ages, and then it goes from ice age to hot, back to ice age, and it's a revolving door. So, I mean, were the mammoths creating
gas,
greenhouse gases, or was it their flagellants? You know?
Hey, you know what? I read something. It was a comment. This guy says that cows don't pass gas, they burp. That's the truth.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I know they have multiple stomachs, though.
Yeah, it was an old cowboy, and another guy piped in. He said, yeah, that's right, you know. The fun never ends. Even if those guys are wrong, it's entertaining.
Well, if Ocasio-Cortez says they flagellate, they flagellate.
Oh, yes.
You can count on it.
So anyway, you know, there's just so many scientific studies that you know aren't true. Lori is the go-to when it comes to what's really going on, in my opinion. You know, they're even poisoning our water. She gets her water. She knows where there's a well that's got pure water, and I have ridden with her up to Mount Shasta getting water right straight out of the mountain.
You know, and I notice, I'm not, you know, like conspiracy theorist or nothing, but I've noticed the water in Redding tastes different than it did last year. I don't know if it's just, you know, my system or what. But it tastes kind of odd.
Well, you know, I'm on a well. I lived in the city of Redding for 25 or 30 years, and I moved into a little island that's county, and it has a well. And, boy, when I get some city of Redding water, it smells like swimming pool water. I can really tell the difference.
Yeah.
And I avoid it anytime I can.
Yeah, see, this is how much of a city slicker I used to be. When I moved up from the Bay Area, the second time I moved up here, I was like 17 or 18, and I was working on a ranch up in Shingletown. And down in the Bay Area, I'd fill up, you know, water jugs and set them out in the sun so it would evaporate a lot of the chlorine out of there.
Sure.
Well, you know, here I am at the ranch with all these buckets of water, and the caretaker comes up. He's all, what are you doing? I'm getting all the chlorine out of the water. And he's all, we're on a well, boy.
I remember one time falling timber way up behind Whitmore up there, and they brought this new guy out that was on the crew, and he'd never worked in the woods. And come lunchtime, he says, well, where are we going for lunch? You bring your own lunch up here. Yeah. You know, we were going to drive down to the drive-in
You're not going to go to a local, Hey, Roberta. Roberta, you're on the line. Welcome aboard.
Well, good morning. Happy Easter. And I was just thankful for having all of this information that you're passing on. But to change the pace a little bit, do you know about the Youth America Foundation?
No.
It is a training for conservative leaders, and they hold seminars and week camps for high school seniors. And my grandson is going to the Reagan Ranch in June for a 3-day seminar. So there are good things happening for us conservatives.
Well, that's good. We need more of that. We need more parents with open minds that will send their kids to that.
Well, you know, it's just it's interesting because I think that this generation now that is starting to come out of high schools is going to help, because I think that they are seeing the failure of what's happening in the colleges, and they're looking to be entrepreneurs. They're looking to go to trade schools. I think the nation is going to come back.
I hope so. It's kind of hard to be an entrepreneur in socialism, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't think it even exists, to tell you the truth. But, In anyway, you know, that's what conservatives, libertarians, people that believe in our country need to do, is we need to start fostering and supporting and teaching, because they're not being taught in schools to be young men and women anymore.
You know, I read a book, Boys Adrift, and it explained why young men didn't have any initiative to get ahead or do anything more. And the gist of it was that they get all their sense of accomplishment playing video games. They get on a video game. They might be playing a war game with people from all over the world. And they get their sense of accomplishment by killing somebody on a screen. Then they go to their minimum wage job, and they go home, and mommy feeds them. And that has been a contributing factor.
Well, I'll agree with you. And it's more and more evident to me as I watch families that we need to get back to having dinner, everybody together, and talking again.
We need to get back to raising our kids and not expect the school to do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and have a nice rest of the day. I think there's a show or shine, too, around town, and it's a beautiful day. So happy Easter, everyone.
Thanks for calling. We're going to head right straight off to a break. We've got sponsors that want their message heard.
You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
He's got the red, white, blue, brown hound upon. Zipper fried tattoo on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced.
And I'm proud to be an American. You know what? Only in America can you sit up here and speak like this, run somebody down, be wrong, be able to admit it instead of getting gunned down when you leave the door. Hey, one thing, we've got another clip coming up from Dinesh D'Souza, but I saw a headline today that Trump said to old Romney, if you'd have run as hard against Obama as you did me, you'd have been president. Isn't that about the truth?
Admit that guy. Yeah.
Let's go ahead with that. Here we go.
Talked about with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. That is wealth that is passed down, and it's documentable wealth. The same way that the wealth created or the wealth stolen as a product of slavery was also documentable wealth. We have numbers that demonstrate precisely how much wealth was stolen, and that's money that in some way could be given back. Now, if we're saying that it's absolutely impossible to give that money back because it's too hard to trace, we'd have to give money to the African tribes. We'd have to give money to people who are no longer exist. That's absolutely fine, but we have to understand that we haven't really come to terms with that injustice that's been perpetrated. And if we are admitting that no one is perfectly entitled to absolutely everything that their ancestors had stolen from them, then we also have to accept that there are people today who benefit from the fact that their parents and grandparents profited from this immoral system. And the way to deal with that is with a social safety net that enables everyone to thrive. I'll leave you there.
Yes. Well, the core of the American system, this will actually answers your question directly, is that what do we do about the conquest ethic of the past? And here there are two options. One option is we establish equal rights under the law. That was the solution of the civil rights movement, that we have had race-based discrimination, we've had racial hierarchy. Let's stop. Let's treat people according to the color of this, according to the content of their character. Equal rights under the law. Equal rights under the law. The other option, which you're defending, is you could essentially call it, let's correct for history. Let's correct for history. Let's try to find out who are the people in possession of stolen goods, and let's return it. Now, the first thing I'm trying to say is, this is a hugely controversial principle because it actually involves wrecking the freedom of a free society. You basically have to put it frankly, if we were to carry that out, go into people's homes and take their stuff, take their furniture, take their cars. You don't seem to have even the guts to do that. You don't have the moral self-confidence to do it yourself. It may be, if I am advocating a rule of social justice and I'm advocating it for the whole society, before I persuade everybody else, let's say I'm a Christian and I believe everybody should give 10% of their wealth to help the poor. And I go, you know what? The Bible says this, the Bible says that, everybody should give 10% of their wealth to help the poor. And somebody says, Dinesh, are you giving 10% of your wealth? And I'm like, actually no, but I did do some tutoring. And you go, wait a minute, aren't you advocating? Aren't you saying that there is a moral duty to do this? Why don't you do it? Before you convince us, you do it. And you're like, I don't think I should do it because society is extremely complex, and I don't think I should do it unless everybody else does it. No. Either you believe in it, and you do it. Once you've done it, you might impress us. And then you might convince the rest of us that our wealth is also ill-gotten. But you can't do it. And I'm not trying to indict everybody of hypocrisy. Only you. Because you're the one who said, I'm the beneficiary of illicit privilege. So you're a really good starting point. Because I'm asking, if you're in possession of stolen goods, why aren't you willing to return them? So that's why fundamentally I see your charity. You know, during the Civil War, there was a guy who goes, I'm very happy to give.
I sure wish I could come up with answers like old Denise comes up with. You know what? He rubbed the Obama administration so bad that when they caught him giving a little bit too much money to somebody he supported politically, they prosecuted him. Yeah, he did. I think it was 90 days in a night down here in Southern California in some federal place. They gave him 90 days and a big fine. And, boy, I'll tell you, that's the only person I've ever heard being prosecuted for that. You know? So, anyway, what do you think about that? He really hit it on a hammerhead. And what are they going to do about these people that are say, 6/10 black and 4/10 white. Are they going to get 6/10 worth of furniture?
60 cents on the dollar?
Yeah. And
well, I'll tell you what. I want to be exempt from all this because my ancestors were not here when slavery was going on.
And how about the blacks that weren't here when slavery went on?
Yeah.
You know, that's going to go back and probably work out the same way that the, well, it's not going to happen, but the, remember the Pigford farmers?
No.
That was a group of farmers in the South that sued because, I believe it was the Small Business Administration, discriminated against them for farm loans. And they proved it, and they got about an $80 million settlement. And then the Obama administration came in and got a hold of it and encouraged people to sign up for it. And when it was all said and done, it wound up costing about $4 billion. There were people that were collecting because their grandfather was a field farmer.
It's okay. It's Obama money.
Yeah. And they were. If you tried to grow a tomato plant, you were considered part of this class action lawsuit.
Wow. What about the, I mean, the Chinese should get on this too because they were treated horrifically.
Oh, boy.
You know, I mean, they were just shot in the street. It wasn't even illegal to kill somebody from China.
Well, they didn't count them.
Right.
That Mexicans, I think it was Geronimo said they didn't even count killing the Mexicans.
Yeah, how about the Irish? They used to, you know, they used to treat horrifically.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I mean, you know, they weren't taken here against their will, but... You know, people would hire Irish to do jobs that they didn't want their slaves doing because if the Irish, dangerous jobs, because if the Irish got killed, they wouldn't have to pay them. Whereas if they lost a slave, it was all right.
No, if they lost an Irish, it was all right. If they lost a slave, they lost their investment.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yes. You heard about the two Irish that left the bar early?
No, I've never heard of that.
It could happen. It's possible.
Oh, yeah. I was in Ireland one time and came out of a pub and the sun was coming up, literally. But, you know, and that's the other thing that really chaps me is a lot of these slaves that were bought in Africa, weren't they bought from black slave traders?
Oh, yes. And, you know, who started the slave trade was the Muslims. 85%, was it 85%, went east instead of coming west.
Wow.
And about 90% of them died. Before they got to their destination,
right.
And the males that did live were castrated. So the ones that came this way, and especially the ones that came to America, they might have been considered, you know, on the lucky side of the scale.
You know, there's slavery has been going on for millennia. It's always been in human history, and it probably will always be in human history. Look at things that are going on in the world right now. Right here in this area, some of the Indian tribes and North or the Native American tribes would come down here and take slaves and bring them back. The indigenous people of California used to do that.
You mean they weren't all like the Indian tribes on Dances with Wolves?
No.
Well, you know, that lifestyle has been romanticized.
Right. So, I mean, every culture has had slavery and... You know, like I said, I don't want to have to pay for it because my ancestors weren't even here. So,
you know, I'm expecting some blowback towards Ben Carson because he has suggested we exclude illegal migrants from subsidized housing.
That kind of makes sense.
Well, that's why we're going to get a bunch of blowback.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing that our country isn't representing us. I believe probably about 80-85% of the people are against all this illegal immigration. Who is this House of Representatives representing anyway? It's certainly not the people we elected them to. We're coming up to the end of the show, and I can't tell you what a pleasure it has been sitting in for Mark and Red and Linda. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And thanks, everybody, for calling, too.
Yeah, we needed some help.
Stretch out our food dollar.
There you go. Well, it's plain to see we're a bunch of rookies. But we do the best we can with a little bit we have left to work with.
Yeah, and Ashley definitely deserves an Academy Award, Oscar.
She's mean to me.
Gold medal.
Yes, I'm a terrible human being.
That's right. And when's Carl going to get on tap beer for us in here?
I'm working on it.
All right. So anyway, have a great Easter.
Thanks, folks. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Peace, love, and waterbeds.
a simple man working on the land. Oh, ain't easy. I am just a simple man working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.